Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Watch your horn. During my freshman year of college, I was once the butt of a good-natured joke. I didn't mind it so much, except for the fact that there were several people in the room that didn't know me. So they would have walked away thinking I was a jerk. As I vented to my roommate about this, his counsel was simply, "Just forgive him, man." Yeah, right. Easier said than done. I didn't want forgiveness. I wanted payback. Ever been there? The Hebrew word selah is a call for us to pause and calmly think about what's going on in our heart and mind. For instance, in those moments where we may want someone to get justice for the way they hurt us. In Psalm chapter 75, God is literally the one who speaks the selah. In fact, God speaks twice in this short psalm, once in verses 2 through 5, and again in verse 10 to close this psalm. Putting together his two speeches, God says, "I choose the right time, I judge perfectly, I hold everything firm." Selah. "I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up." What is meant by the horn of the wicked or the horn of the righteous? Literally, it means a show of strength, but it can be used in both a negative or a positive sense. In the negative sense, it means boasting of your own power, standing in defiant opposition to all other powers, proudly trumpeting your own strength. The English words arrogant and boast in verse 5 are both the same Hebrew word, halal. This means to shine a light on yourself, literally to say hallelujah to or about yourself. This pride is so dangerous. As C.S. Lewis said, pride is ruthless, sleepless, unsmiling concentration on the self. In the positive sense, a horn means the righteous person who shines a light on God, who concentrates on Him, who knows that anything good they have comes from Him. The wicked lift up their own horn, literally lift up themselves, while the righteous bow their horn, or literally lift up God. What does God do? God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. This psalm essentially has God giving two warnings. One, to the wicked he says, "Do not lift up your horn against me." Two, to the righteous he says, "Submit to me and do not try to rush my timing." Notice that Asaph says a cup of foaming wine is coming to the wicked in verse 8. This symbolizes God's judgment. See Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 16. This was to be our just punishment too, but Jesus took the cup of God's wrath himself and in its place gave us the cup of God's blessing. See Isaiah chapter 51, verse 22, Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 to 42, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. This switching of the cups is what we celebrate every time we drink the cup of communion. God was patient with us, and he is still being patient with the boastful wicked, which is why he warns them and us to selah. We were rescued from judgment, and now God calls upon us to tell others about him so that they may also be reconciled to him through Jesus Christ. See Proverbs chapter 24, verses 11 and 12, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Here's the call to Christians. Watch your horn. Don't shine a light on yourself, but shine a light on Jesus Christ and remain on mission to rescue those who persist in blowing their own horn. If you've missed any of the other messages in our Selah series, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.